This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Let's go to West Palm Beach, Florida, where Heather joins us. Heather, how can we help?
Hey, how are you?
We are living the dream, Heather. What's going on?
I love it. So I got myself into a bit of a pickle years back. Did a debt reduction program. Oh, cool. It sounds like a great idea. You'll pay off part of my credit cards, not knowing they were going to kill my credit and what was going to go on with that. So I've been working with a program to deal with the creditors and all of it. And I'm just not sure where to go from here. I'm like, I guess I'll leave it at that.
Well, you being in a pickle, Heather, there's a way out of this. And the key is to stop focusing on the credit score. So let me ask you this. Why do you need your credit score to be higher?
I'd like to buy a house, buy a property, and I don't know. I'm looking to get married, and I don't know that if it will influence anything in our relationship moving forward.
Hold on. You're saying your future, do you have a fiance, a boyfriend?
I do.
Okay. And you're saying, hey, this guy's not going to marry me if I have a low credit score.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I want to take personal responsibility for it, and I don't want anything related to that to negatively influence him.
Well, the best thing you can do for your future, for your marriage, for buying this house, is to get rid of all the debt you have. And what happens when you do that, and I experienced this myself when I first started working here at Ramsey and paid my debt off, is that your credit score doesn't go to zero. It's impossible. Well, what happens is it becomes indeterminable. It's a $10 word that means it disappears. You're basically invisible to the credit bureaus. So how much debt do you have? Heather, are you with us?
That truth just shocked her into oblivion.
Oh, we'll see if we can get her back.
So, Heather, we'll give it one more shot. Heather.
Nothing. She disappeared. She went invisible, Ken. Look at that. I think I spoke it into existence.
Oh, that would be really creepy. Or she fainted. I think the idea that her credit score would literally disappear into the ether, I think she fainted.
It was too much.
Yeah.
Well, if she's still listening, let me finish
by
saying.
Well, yeah, play this out because, okay, let's say she does that like you did.
So here's the thing. People go, I got to get my credit score up and I'm going to work with these programs and debt reduction. And most of these are scams. And like Heather found out, it just tanked her score. It's not super helpful. And so what is helpful is taking control of your own situation and cleaning up the mess. That's really the only way to do it. There's no magic wand that can go, here's an 800 credit score overnight. And so what I want you to do, Heather, is pay off all of this debt and your credit score will soon be indeterminable after a little while. And then you can do what's called manual underwriting or a no-score loan when it comes to getting a house. So what that is like the olden days, Ken. Not that you're old enough to remember this, but back in the day, they didn't have credit scores to look at to give you a mortgage. So what they looked at was your actual financial situation.
Right.
And they went, wow, you've got an income, you've got a steady job, you pay your bills on time, your utility bills, your rent, whatever it is. And they go, all right, here's a mortgage. So on that front, Heather, you're going to be just fine. And I can tell you that because I went through this exact process not having a credit score.
All right, so here's the good news. Heather is back with us, we hope. Heather, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you faint?
Maybe. I don't know. Some technology somewhere was like, she can't hear the info.
The devil's in the wiring.
All right, so George, take over.
So, Heather, how much debt do you have?
So, I feel like I can't even fully answer that. Where the debt was at when the program started and then it went up, I couldn't tell you what the total is.
Well, that's A1. We got to figure out how much money you owe if we're going to pay this thing off. So, I mean, can you give me a ballpark?
Right. I think the one might be at $9,000 and the other might be at like $3,500. So total of that is, say, let's highball it and say 13.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much, what's your income?
My income is about 45 a year.
Okay. And here's what I want you to do. I don't know how soon you're going to get married, but I want you to start cleaning up this debt on your own. No more programs. Stop looking for a solution outside of yourself. You are the solution. And that's some really, really good news. And like I was saying to Ken earlier when we lost you there, once you start paying off your debt, your credit score is going to become indeterminable, meaning you're invisible to the credit bureaus. And I'm not worried about the house because we've got great partners like Churchill Mortgage. There's a ton of mortgage companies out there that will do this thing called manual underwriting or a no-score loan, where they just look at your real financial picture and they go, all right, Heather has a real income. She's got a steady job. She pays her bills on time. We're going to give her this loan. And I want you to do it in the Ramsey parameters of a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage that is no more than 25% of your take-home pay. So once you do that and you have a healthy down payment and you're probably been married by then is something I imagine. And so you're going to have what we call dual income, which is a beautiful thing, Ken. You've got a lot of power.
Double income, no kids is where we start making major, major progress.
That's huge.
Heather, here's the deal. Listen, Heather. Relative to the amount of money you make and the debt you have, you can get out of this really, really quick. So I appreciate the call, but you don't need to be worried about your credit score. You want to get out of debt, and this is going to set you on a great path for the future that George just so beautifully described. So you got this, kiddo. I mean, my goodness, this is just about getting out of debt. I mean, $13,000 in debt for somebody that's single making $40,000. You pick up a side job and you get your budget. And hang on the line. Let's get her in Ramsey Plus.
I love that idea.
Let's give her a free trial to Ramsey Plus, Kelly, because what you need to get control of your money. She's not even sure how much she actually makes. There's your first problem. So let's go look at the pay stub and go, here's my gross. Here's my net. Now I know what I'm actually working with. I can go exactly into the budget. Ramsey Plus is going to get you started. It's going to set you free. Good stuff.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.